Obviously, we are continuing today, Meretz Hashem, in Siman Gimel, Din Levishas Begadav Vehiluko. The halacha is concerning getting dressed in the morning. So the Mechaber writes as follows. He says, K'siv Vatznelecha Im Hashem Elokecha. The pasuk says, be modest. Be modest in the way in which you walk with Hashem, your God. What does this modesty mean? Lepichach Tzarecha Adam Lios Tzanua. A person has to be modest in all of his behaviors, in all of his dealings. And therefore, again, when a person is getting dressed or getting undressed, or whether he's taking off his external, whatever article of clothing he's removing, the idea that the kids are saying over here, that a person shouldn't stand totally unclothed. He's suggesting over here that a person should go ahead and get dressed and undressed while kind of like under the covers, so that their body is never fully exposed. Val yomar, hinani bechadre chadarim bechashecha mira'ani. A person shouldn't say, well, it's dark in the room. Who could see me? No one could see me. Ki HaKadosh Baruch Hu mulo kol ha'aretz kivodo. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, again, is in the whole world. Ucheshechashecha. Keora lefanav yisbar shemo, light, darkness, it's all the same before Hashem. So it's interesting that the idea over here that the Mechaber is trying to highlight is a sense of modesty. You see, what he's pointing out over here is often we think about the concept of tznius. First of all, we often think about the concept of tznius as a concept for women and not a concept for men. So first of all, the Mechaber says that's clearly not true. Tznius is a concept for men just as much as it is for women. Secondly, tznius is not just about, you know, the length of sleeves or the length of skirts or pants or shirts, but tznius is a din in behavior. Being a modest person. Being a modest person essentially means that you recognize that I'm living within the presence of the Ribono Shalom. And as such, if I truly recognize that, that shapes everything I do, including how I get dressed and undressed in the morning. If a person recognizes Hashem is standing right with me in the room, so I'm not going to walk around unclothed. That would just simply be a lack of tznius. So ultimately, again, the Mechaber is describing over here about getting dressed and undressed underneath the cover. Now, the truth is, a lot of times I'll say to myself, well, you know, I'm not on that level per se, but even if a person is not on this level that he's describing over here, it's important to understand that halacha lemaaseh, a person has to have an awareness. That's the goal. So, you know, how you get dressed and undressed exactly, that's something between you and the Ribono Shel Olam. But that a person should go through life, even when they're in their most private moments, recognizing that I exist in the presence of the Ribono Shel Olam, that's the goal. That's the goal. And that awareness should shape how I behave, even in the most private of moments. And he says something so beautiful. He says, because a sense of modesty and a sense of embarrassment. Now, embarrassment, this is not a bad embarrassment. This is a good embarrassment. An embarrassment that comes that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is always with me. So therefore, you know, I want to act appropriately in the presence of my God. This brings ultimately one to a state of submission before the Ribono Shel Olam. So a really incredible idea, really highlighting over here in Sif Gimel this idea, this ongoing concept of God awareness. That a person should be perpetually aware that I exist, I live in the presence of the Ribono Shel Olam, and as such, even the little things like the way I get dressed and undressed should be reflective of that. All right, Rabbi Seshkayach, everyone, wishing everyone a great day.